We have been, for over 20 years now, focused on providing financial support to these voluntary-led organisations up and down the island. We always said that we can nearly open an office in Donegal. The level of business is such, and the altruism and the dedication of the volunteers on the ground is such, that we've been extremely busy in Donegal over the years. Just because we provide the financial support, that's only part of the story. The work that these guys are doing on the ground allows us to play some small part in ensuring that this money facilitates the social impact that they're creating on the ground. And I suppose the report that has come out, which has been independently undertaken by Rosary Generation, would suggest that for every euro that we put into these organisations in Donegal, that 4.63 times that euro is returned in terms of social impact to the organisations locally. And that's important for us, enhancing the quality of life of the local community, and that local community at various ages, from the very, very young to the very old.
Also a message perhaps to government that, look, maybe you could be doing more to support these groups, because it's quite clear, based on the figures that you're coming up with today, and those figures, as you say, are independently audited, that the contribution that these local groups are making through investment from people like yourselves is massive.
It's massive. You've touched on a couple of points there, Donal. Number one, I would say maybe 12 to 15% of the work that we do is facilitating the drawing down of retrospective state grant supports by these organisations and clubs. So once you get awarded maybe a sports capital grant or a leader grant to develop some sort of a social project, the issue is that the organisations have to spend money first before they can claim down the grant. So in a lot of cases, that grant aid will not be drawn down, it will not be utilised unless they can access bridging finance, which is one of the products that we provide them with. So it's very, very pertinent that these organisations can gain access to that. So we're facilitating the drawing down of both national and European funding in that regard. And the other point then as well, Donal, is that by making this accessible, affordable finance available to groups, voluntary organisations, it reduces the dependency on them having to wait for grant support programmes to be rolled out before they can proceed with their projects, and making sure that they're able to achieve their social ambition ahead of schedule rather than waiting for grant aid to be made available. Because as we all know, the longer that you wait in this current environment, the higher the prices get for project delivery. And the higher the project prices get for project delivery, the more pressure comes back then on the volunteer-led organisation and the community, community of interest that are behind that organisation, to come up with the goods in terms of match funding or even the interest costs associated with drawing down bridging finance and indeed matching term loan finance over a period of time.